Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Well, Garrett, we're starting this afternoon with Will Smith. Now, we'll be seeing him in Ang Lee's movie, Gemini Man, very shortly.
Yeah, it's coming soon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It'll be a curious one to see because he plays himself twice in that movie with special effects.
But he's
signing up for a new Netflix thriller called The Council to star as a crime boss, Nicky Barnes. And this is from the same writer that wrote Concussion. You remember that movie that he started in a couple of years ago? So this thriller centres on a crime syndicate consisting of seven African-American men who ruled Harlem in the 1970s and early 80s with the goal of establishing a self-sufficient and self-policing African-American city-state funded by revolutionising the drug game. The series will explore the intrigue in the council between Barnes and the rising protege. Now, Barnes eventually became a federal informant under the Witness Protection Program, died in 2012. Cuba Gooding Jr. actually played Barnes in a small role in the 2007 film directed by Ridley Scott called American Gangster. But with this one, Smith is actually a co-producer on the project as well.
Very good. Now, we previewed the Emmys last Saturday. Well, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, there's no stopping her.
No stopping her. Big, big night for her with the success of Fleabag, also one of the creators of Killing Eve as well.
She deserves it all though, doesn't she?
Oh, she's absolutely. So I mean, that series is just, you know, Fleabag is just, you know, it's captivated people all around the world. It's one of those sort of big moments in scripted television. And she deserved all the awards. And Amazon have picked up on this because they've gone straight in there. And Fleabag was actually distributed on Amazon Prime in the US. And they've moved in to sign what's called a first look deal with her, worth about $20 million a year.
Wow.
And this is obviously going to set them up for her to create material specifically for them. So this is great. Now, she has done a pass as well on the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, and she's going to executive produce a HBO romantic comedy thriller run as well. But Amazon Studios making sure that they're going to keep her working there.
Yeah, and speaking of the Emmys, where was anyone looking at them?
Well, this is really interesting because, you know, it's broadcast on Fox, but the ratings were well down. It was like 23% down on last year's ceremony, 30% down from 2017. The other interesting thing about it is that the broadcast networks in the US only took home a small amount of Emmys. I mean, they've been absolutely trounced now by HBO and all the streamers and everything. And I did see a really funny tweet from one of the awards reporters from The Hollywood Reporter said, how long are the broadcast networks going to continue to broadcast their own funeral? Because that's what's happening. There's no recognition anymore for the traditional TV stuff.
Well, Game of Thrones did well. They won't be there next year.
No, they won't be there next year. There's a great series coming down the track anyway, like Succession, one for writing. I could see that next year doing very, very well.
I was very happy with Michelle Williams' win for Fosse Verdon as well. She was superb in that. So, a lot of talent in there, that's for sure. Now, Jurassic, they're back.
Jurassic, so they're making Jurassic World 3 and they've announced that the original stars from the very first movie, Jurassic Park, way back when, Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, are going to reprise their roles for Jurassic World
3. Like the sound of that.
Yeah, I suppose it's probably, they have popped up at different stages. I mean, Jeff Goldblum was in the second one at the time and they've popped up at different stages.
Depending who's free, I guess.
But you've not had all three back together. So I think they're going to be joining the original cast of the Jurassic World series. This is, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard as well. So they're going to be joining them. But Colin Trevorrow is directing it. There was a short that was released recently. I don't know if you've gotten to see it. It was called Battle at Big Rock. It was actually filmed here. And that's to sort of set you up for the world that Jurassic World 3 will be. So I'm sure we'll get more details, but people will be happy to think that they're joining the cast for
it. Indeed, and from a sequel to a remake.
Yeah, there's going to be a remake of the 1991 movie New Jack City. Don't know if you remember that one. I do. I remember it. I remember it in the video store, actually.
Okay.
Mario Van Peebles directed it, and Wesley Snipes starred in it as Nino Brown, a sort of arrogant New York City drug lord during the height of the 1980s crack epidemic. Ice-T portrayed a character in it as well, a detective who goes undercover to bring down the man responsible for killing his mother. Chris Rock also starred in the movie. Anyway, filmmaker Malcolm M. Mays is reportedly going to do a remake for Warner Brothers and is currently working on it.
Now, a lot of excitement during the week about more casting news for The Batman, because Jonah Hill's name was mentioned but not connected with a particular character. So it's clearer now, right?
Yeah, we think it is anyway. Yeah. I mean, Jonah Hill they're talking about is going to potentially play the Riddler in the movie.
I think that could be good.
You can see it sort of straight away. And you've got Jeffrey Wright been mentioned to play Commissioner Gordon.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. So, and you've got a good director in this. Matt Reeves is behind the project. And he's said to be doing a sort of character-driven noir piece, focusing heavily on Batman as the world's greatest detective. And of course, Robert Pattinson is going to be the new Batman. They've scheduled it for June 25th, 2021. So they need to get working on the rest of the cast and confirming that they are going to be in it.
Now, we'd sliced Stallone on the big screen this week, but you've more news on Sylvester Stallone for us.
Yeah, he's just signed up for a project that is called Samaritan. It's for MGM. You've got Overlord director Julius Avery has closed a deal to direct the project. The story centres on a young boy who is out to discover if a mythic superhero who vanished 20 years earlier following a tragic event is still alive. And Sylvester Stallone's production company is also developing a biopic about a boxer called Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champion. So he's busy.
He certainly is. News of an animation festival, Garrett.
Yes, we have the Shaun the Sheep producer Paul Cooley and co-director Richard Phelan from the Academy Award-winning studio Aardman Animations. They're set to attend this year's Dublin Animation Film Festival, which will take place in Dunleary from the 18th to the 19th of October. They're going to be doing a Q&A. And this is great to have, I suppose, world-class movie talent as part of the Dublin Animation Festival.
Fantastic. Now, what trailer should we check out online?
Okay, so this trailer came out last week and it played very well at TIFF, at the Toronto International Film Festival. People were talking about it, saying it was a really wonderful performances in this movie from Leslie Manville and Liam Neeson. The movie called Ordinary Love.
Heartbreaking, doesn't it? It looks quite theatrical almost, that it is about their performances more than anything.
I think so. It's a story about love and survival and the epic questions that life sort of throws up at each and every one of us. Filmed in Northern Ireland. We're going to get a chance to see it on Irish cinema screens December 6th. For now, you can check out the trailer for Ordinary Love.
It looks very good. Let's look at movies on the big screen this weekend, starting with The Goldfinch.
Mom, I've got a guest for you.
Now, you must tell me, what have you been doing with your life?
Dealing antiques.
Antiques. When you were a child, I used to catch you studying my paintings. You'd always go straight to the very best ones, the Peel, the Lane, the Copley. I used to think, a kindred spirit.
Mrs. Barber, I am so sorry.
I don't need to tell you about loss.
That's Nicole Kidman there in The Goldfinch. And as I mentioned at the top of the programme, we'll be talking to John Crowley, director of that film, very shortly. This, you know, a lot of news about this, Garrett, in terms of mediocre reviews. I quite enjoyed it. I think it's worth seeing.
Well, neither of us have read the book.
No.
So I suppose you don't bring in those preconceived notions going into it, and you will just enjoy it as a movie. So your reaction is probably different. I think people, you know, reviewers will tend to be harsh as well. You know, if there's anything that they want to talk about, especially when there's a lot of love for a book.
Yeah,
as well.
And it's by no means perfect, but it's certainly worth seeing, and some really, really fine performances in it. It's a good old yarn, that's for sure.
Good cast as well. Yeah. Ansel Elgort, Nicole Kidman starring in it, and John Crowley directing. So it's great to see him direct after Brooklyn, putting him on the huge stage. And this was a huge studio movie as well.
We'll hear from John, as I say, later. What else have we on the big screen this weekend?
Okay, do you remember this trailer watch a couple of weeks ago for Ready or Not, a bizarre looking, fun, kind of strange movie. But the perfect wedding night takes a turn for a sinister when a bride is left fleeing for her life from her murderous new in-laws as part of a bloodthirsty game of hide and seek. It looks just like a bit of fun. Yeah. Samara Weaving, Andy McDowell, Mark O'Brien starring in this one. We also have Don't Let Go. This is after a man's family dies in what appears to be a murder. He gets a phone call from one of them, his niece. So he's not sure if she's a ghost or if he's gone mad, and it turns out he's not. Mm. So there, if you like your spooky
movies.
Yellow
on that, yeah.
Yes.
Storm Reid.
We have Palms, It's a comedy about a group of women who form a cheerleading squad at their retirement community, proving that you're never too old to bring it.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton and Jackie Weaver star in that.
And then...
Yeah, finally we have Hotel Mumbai, which tells the true story of the devastating attacks on Mumbai in 2008, focusing on the heroic actions of a waiter, played by Dev Patel, and his fellow hotel staff to save the lives of their guests. It's a sort of gripping thriller. It's released in cinemas and it's on Sky Cinema as well this weekend. And then just finally to mention, it's the last couple of days of the 17th IFI Documentary Festival.
Indeed, the refurbished well. Screen 1 yep. and Screen 2, which is great to see. Well done to the IFI and all of that. And what TV movie should we check out?
It's a fun movie. It's a great performance. There's great actors in it anyway. Hugh Grant, though, is great in the movie. But you've also got a great cast of Toni Collette, Nicholas Hoult, Rachel Weisz, Victoria Smurfit.
You had me at Hugh Grant.
Yeah, I mean, he plays this womanizer.
This is pretends, about a boy.
About yeah. a boy who pretends to be a father in order to meet women at a single mother's group. But then he starts to change his selfish ways. It's based on a Nick Hornby novel about a boy. It's definitely worth a watch. It's on TG Car tonight at 9:35.
Lovely. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.